Last week, University of Michigan Athletic Director Dave Brandon offered his resignation. On Friday, President Schlissel accepted it. It ended a short but tumultuous tenure for Brandon and leaves more questions than answers about the future of Michigan athletics. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon to lay it out for you. On November 17, 2006, Bo Schmeckler died. He was 77 years old. For Michigan fans, the bad news just kept coming. Second-ranked Michigan lost the next day's game to top-ranked Ohio State, missing a shot at a national title. Then the Wolverines lost the next three straight, including the historic upset by Appalachian State. That was followed by Rich Rodriguez's troubled three-year run, and now almost 4 years of Brady Hoke. After Hoke's honeymoon season in 2011, the program has been sliding steadily downhill. Since the day Bo died, Mighty Michigan has gone 44-46. Not the kind of numbers that make Michigan the sport's winningest program. Former athletic director Dave Brandon stumbled for a number of reasons, but the current disappointing season didn't help. So, what now? In a whirlwind courtship, the same day President Schlissel announced Brandon's resignation, he also named Jimmy Hackett the interim AD. Like Brandon, Hackett played for Bo in the 70s, earned a few Big Ten title rings, and became a Fortune 500 CEO, leading Steelcase to the top of the office furniture industry. But Hackett's teammates, colleagues, and employees will all tell you he's no carbon copy of Dave Brandon. 14 years ago, I met both of them for the first time while starting a book about their old coach. Hackett told me the story about going to see Bo after a sleepless night. He'd been on the team for almost 3 seasons, he didn't complain when they moved him from linebacker to center, and he never took a play off in practice. But he started to wonder if his contributions to the demo team really mattered. Bo told me, "You cannot be a leader unless you like people. If you don't listen to what your people have to say, they have no reason to respect you and they will not follow you." He said that even if you're doing everything else right, if one of your people comes to you with a personal problem and it just goes in one ear and out the other, you will fail. To illustrate his point, Bo told me his version of the Hackett story. One day in 1975, Jimmy Hackett came down to see him, filled with doubts and spilled his guts. Only when Bo was sure that Hackett was done, he looked him straight in the eye and he said, "Jimmy, I know exactly how you feel," because Bo did. Bo then told Hackett exactly why he was not starting. He simply was not big enough or fast enough to beat the incredible competition they had at center that season. But Bo also told Hackett he knew how hard he was working, that he had never missed a practice in 3 years, and that he never took a single play off. "And that's why, Jimmy, the nose guard you face every day in practice, who sees you more than the rest of the Big Ten combined, is now an all-Big Ten nose guard." Years later, when Hackett became Steelcase's CEO, he had the exact same open-door policy that Bo did. He explained to Bo it wasn't just the right thing to do. It was also how he learned exactly what was really going on in his company. It's a crucial lesson, and maybe the best one for Michigan right now. If you're going to lead, first you have to listen to the people who play the games and the people who pay for the games. In fact, President Schlissel himself is traveling to alumni clubs around the nation right now, armed with smart questions and the will to listen to their answers. This still leaves plenty of questions unanswered about interim ADs, permanent ADs, coaching staffs, and the timing of the whole thing. But when you're trying to rebuild an empire that thousands of people helped create, listening to them is not just a good place to start, it's the best place.